If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, we're talking about 11 Labs again, and they just released some amazing new features, including a conversational AI agent you can train with your voice. So Jaden has researched this in depth and he has lots of info to share about that. But before we get into that, I wanted to mention our school community. If you have not joined our school community yet, you're going to want to check it out. We covered an amazing topic this week, ways to get free traffic to your business or website using AI tools. So each week we try to upload bonus content and use share strategies we actually use to make money in the real world using AI. We have over 200 members now, and it's an amazing place to be. So be sure to check it out. It's $19 a month right now. It will continue to go up, and you can lock in that price. So definitely, we almost have 225 members. One member, will you be our 225th member? Come join us. We'd love to have you. So, but yeah, Jaden, tell us about what is going on over at 11 Labs.
Okay, so this is something that I've been a huge fan of 11 Labs from the very beginning, so I am absolutely thrilled by this. But they're essentially allowing you to create conversational AI agents. Now, what that means, I will say the word AI agents is a little bit hyped here. Everyone's saying AI agents because it's like, okay, the concept of an AI agent is something that can, you give it a task and it goes and accomplishes that task for you. It can theoretically take over your computer and do a lot of things. It can, you know, go buy stuff and send emails and go do the research and pull off a whole project. That's kind of what an agent like technically should be able to do. Everyone's using it as an AI that can do like one thing really well. And I'm not mad about it, but I feel like it's definitely maybe not the spirit of what an actual agent is, which we haven't achieved yet. Hopefully, you know, that's the next wave that OpenAI is working on. Whatever. So aside from kind of me being annoyed by the terms, this is a very cool tool that that 11 Labs has rolled out. And I've been a big fan of 11 Labs for a long time. So you'll hear me probably shilling them for a long time if they keep putting out cool features like this. So what they've essentially created is the ability for you to create a bot, but it's a talking bot. So I guess that's like the easiest way for me to explain this. So what they've built is you can go, and I'll walk you through exactly how you can actually build one of these, but you can go and check, you know, create a bot like you would a GPT on the GPT store. So you'd be like, hey, you are a travel agent bot. They have this demo of like a travel agent bot. You're like, you're a travel agent bot. You can say, when you begin your conversation, you are going to say, hello, thanks for, you know, choosing happytravelagent.com. I'm super excited to help you book your next trip. What can I do for you? Right. So you come up with like your first blurb, your first message, and then you can give it like up to a page long prompt outlining exactly what it's supposed to do as a travel agent bot. So it can say things like, you know, you're a travel agent bot, always ask them where they're going and always ask them, you know, what their budget is and, you know, if they want a hot or cold place and what time of year they want to go. Right. Like you could pretty much give it a list of things that this travel agent bot should ask it. More importantly, I think you want to give it an objective. So you could say things like, your objective is to help people book on the website. So if they have any issues, try to come up with solutions to their problems. Or if they need any brainstorming, help them to brainstorm X, Y, and Z. Okay, so you essentially create one of these bots. Then you can put it on your website. There's a bunch of API integrations. So this is for developers, meaning people can then, like if, let's say you have a special phone line that someone's calling your agency, you can have it automatically forward to this travel agent bot that's like, hello, like welcome to my travel agency. We're super excited. Like, what are you looking to do today? And they can actually, people can actually talk with it and this thing can actually help them book. So to me, this is amazing. But I guess, Jamie, off the top of your head, seeing that, like, what are your thoughts on uses for this?
Yeah, I think it's amazing. I mean, I'm a huge fan of 11 Labs as well. And I think now, you know, being able to, you know, essentially, I think, I don't know if you can do this yet, but you could clone your own voice and almost have like a personal assistant who acts as if they were you, using AI. Now, that to me, I don't know if I would exactly trust it yet, but I think, you know, it's getting to the point where, you could at least, collect the information you need from a potential client or, customer who, you know, needs help with something, and then call them back if you're not available. It's almost like the new answering machine of sorts. I think that's really cool. Another thing, this is actually a relevant story. There is a new app or program called AI Granny, and it will talk with phone scammers all day for you. So basically just like a trained AI agent, similar to what we're talking about, but it's for talking to scammers on the phone.
Yeah, no, I think that that is a absolutely hilarious use case. You could plug something like 11 Labs straight into this. Okay, so what's funny about this is this AI was trained in part by Jim Browning. So I don't know if you follow Jim Browning. My like odd guilty pleasure, probably, I don't know, once, this happens once every 6 months, maybe sometimes once a year, I will go onto his YouTube channel and I will waste 5 hours in a row watching his videos, which if you haven't seen them already, they're absolutely hilarious. It's literally just him calling up scammers or scammers calling him. He's pretending to be an old person. His YouTube channel used to be called Tech Support Scams, but now it's just Jim Browning. So pretty much people call, they think that they're calling an old person. He has a voice changer, so it sounds like a granny, and he just wastes their time for like an hour. Or sometimes he hacks into their call center and gets like all of their data, whatever. People get very, very upset about this thing, but it's hilarious. And his videos get, you know, 700,000 views, 1 million views, 3 million views. You know, so they get a lot of views, and he's hilarious. So they use a lot of his actual data, AKA, I'm assuming the transcripts from his videos, what he says to the scammers. They essentially used all of his responses to train this AI to waste these scammers' time. This is, honestly, this is the most beautiful use of AI I've ever seen. So funny. Yeah, I'm all on board with this.
Yeah, that's awesome. But, you know, back to 11 Labs, I think, you know, even though maybe it's not technically an agent yet, I feel like eventually there'll be great plugins and tools to use. Like, for example, if you can't answer the phone, but you have a lead or someone who calls you interested in your business, you could collect their, you know, phone number information, project scope and details even, and then call them back with your quote, or whatever. I just think there's so many really practical uses for this, for businesses.
Yeah, I absolutely love this. I think it's super cool. A couple other things I wanted to mention that you can do with this new AI agent that I think is really, really useful, that 11 Labs was able to pull off. The first is it lets you pick what AI model you want to use to power what LLM you want to power the voice. So 11 Labs, they're famous and they're incredible for their voice, but they're not actually doing the talking. You're still using ChatGPT or Anthropic's Claude or Google Gemini to do the actual talking from an LLM. So what's cool is they're not locked into one. They let you pick which of those that you want to work with. And then you can also, the coolest part about the whole thing is that once you have had, you know, someone went through a conversation, it essentially stores the entire conversation's transcripts in your history. So you can go back and look at it. And in case you're like, I don't want to read through like a 45-minute call transcript, they have a summary of every single call that happens on their, like in that history thing. So you can go read the little AI generated summary blurb, and they have something cool where they essentially run the whole conversation through, you have like these success checkers they're called, but you can run the whole conversation that someone has through an AI model, and you can determine if the conversation was successful or not. So essentially what it is it's like, hey, did this person actually end up booking, or did this person actually end up buying, or did this person actually end up giving us their email and joining our, you know, wait list, or like whatever your goal is with this thing. Or for restaurants, it's like, did this person actually end up placing an order or a reservation for the restaurant? And essentially it'll run through that whole thing and it'll be like, yes, they did, no, they didn't, or unsure. And if no, they didn't, you can go look through and try to figure out why exactly they didn't. And if they did, then, you know, you're just like, oh, fantastic, it was a successful call. So I think that's really important, because I for one would be kind of terrified of setting something like this loose for, like, let's say I have a restaurant and it's like, there to answer the phone and book people's reservations, I'd be terrified of like, yeah, we got zero reservations this week. Like what happened? Right. And so you definitely would want to be able to audit and monitor and make sure that everything's working the way that you want it to.
Yeah, that's amazing. And you know, I haven't been on 11 Labs in a while, but I was on there last week for a project. And I don't know if you've tinkered around with it lately, but they have the, they have some different sliders with the voices and things. You can change the amount of drama. You can change, you know, or enthusiasm. You can change, you know, the pause, you know, and it sounds more natural, or if you want more of like a script read. So I feel like you're really going to be able to make it sound like a real human, which is pretty cool. But Jane, do you know, has that feature been around a while, the sliders, or is that something new?
That's been around from the beginning. It's been harder to find in the past. So it's pretty cool though. Yeah, you can share. So there's two things that like they specifically have. One is called stability. So it's more stable or less stable. And it pretty much is like you're increasing the stability is going to make your voice more consistent between regenerations, but it can also make it sound a bit more monotone. Meaning if you train it off of yourself or someone else and it's super stable, then that means that it's going to like, you know, if you regenerate, it's going to sound almost the exact same. If you have it less stable, the voice is going to sound more like, hey, what are you guys doing? Like it has like more fluctuation in it. So it can be a little bit more interesting. So that's really cool. There's also a similarity score or a similarity slider, which is how similar to your voice or the original voice it sounds. And again, if you have it super similar, sometimes there can be some like weird sounds in it. But if it's too unsimilar, it might not even sound like the original person. So you kind of got to find a balance there. But yeah, overall, really, really cool features. So I'm super excited about everything that 11 Labs has been putting out. What a fantastic company. Jamie and I both use them, love them. And I'm sure if they continue to make amazing stuff, we'll continue to tell you all about them. So thank you so much to everyone for tuning into the podcast today. We really appreciate you joining us. The one thing you could do that would make our hearts so happy is if you could leave a review for the podcast, helps us cover amazing topics and gives us a lot of motivation to keep making these for you all. So thanks so much for tuning in. Make sure to go check out the AI Hustle School community if you're interested in growing or scaling your business with AI tools, and have a fantastic rest of your day.
Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So, when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.